WGH 107.1 FM and WWGH 107.1.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to Live at 5,
the show with no name.
I'm Nate Redmond.
Terry Tackett.
I'm Pastor Craig.
Well, it's good to have you tuned in, and here we are, last week, of course, live from the Marion County Fair, and we all had a good time doing that broadcast, and I have Pastor Craig's official picture broadcasting live from the Marion County Fair up on our website, which you can check out at noname.show. You can see him on and talking, no doubt, with Terry Tackett last week. So it is up, and you can check that out. You can also see a few weeks back Terry Tackett's wonderful pizza from Scoreboard. That's up there at noname.show. And then a couple weeks, about a week or so ago, I toured a train museum up in Belle Fountain. You can see me peeking out of the cab of one of the trains.
I think that was Bellevue.
Excuse me. I said Belleville. Bellevue. It is indeed Bellevue. Sorry,
not to be, you know, the English teacher in the room, but I just thought
it is Bellevue. Yeah, absolutely. And so you can see my picture peeking out of one of the trains, and that's all at our website, which we would love for you to check out, noname.show. It's good to have you tuned in on your favorite radio station, 107.1 FM, WWGH. Guys, it's a delight to be here. Terry, what you been up to, buddy?
Work.
Working.
Yep, just work.
And so they're keeping you busy in the paint business.
Yep.
Anybody?
And the gas business.
And the gas business. The paint business and the gas business. Right. Yeah. You don't want to mix the two together.
I was going to say, don't use them simultaneously.
Absolutely that's not. Right. Don't want to do that for sure. Yes. Yeah, as the price of gas kind of comes down a little
bit. 8 weeks in a row.
Been
dropping.
Yeah, so that's all right. That puts a smile on people's faces for sure.
Yes.
Absolutely. Down to, is it in the 430s in Delaware?
432.
Yep. All right. Pastor Craig, how are you, man?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, how was the show Sunday? Didn't get a chance to listen to the rebroadcast yet, but I will.
Show went quite well Sunday. Okay.
What was your topic?
The message was, there's a line in... In 2 Timothy, about where Paul gives an instruction to rightly divide the word. And so I just kind of touched on what exactly that means. How to study your Bible and study it properly is what it boils down to.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, you can catch that by going to the station website, which we're proud of at WWGH1071.com. Click on the menu there, and then go ahead and click on Show Archives, and it's actually under Offbeat News and Fun Facts, actually, is where you can find the shows. And just scroll down until you see. No, yours is under Study His Word Radio, all the way at the bottom.
Yes, all the way at the bottom. I do have a separate listing, Study His Word Radio. But this show is under you. Fun facts and offbeat news and trivia and ladies' corner and all those things that you do.
Yeah, see, I'm a little mixed up today. I don't know what happened. Maybe my afternoon nap, I woke up and just wasn't sure, because I took an nice afternoon nap.
Well, you're probably getting ready for the festival this weekend.
Getting ready for the festival this weekend. Yes, the Waldo Village Festival this weekend. Used to be the Fireman's Festival when I was a kid growing up, but now it's the Waldo Village Festival, and there's a lot of great sponsors that went into putting a lot into that, and so that's going to be fun. So if you get a chance to go down to Waldo for Friday or Saturday, that's going to be a happening place. I mean, Belly Busters is going to be serving pizza by the slice. They're not going to be open themselves, but they'll be out in front of their restaurant serving pizza by the slice, should you be interested.
And you certainly can't miss Waldo when you're driving there, because with that festival going on this weekend, I mean, there will at least be another 10 or 15 cars above normal.
So, Nate, just remember, when it's over, turn the lights off.
Turn the lights off when I leave?
Yeah
absolutely. Absolutely. The band shuts down promptly at 8:30 because everybody in Waldo is promptly in bed by 9 o'clock. At least everybody on my streets is dead by 9 o'clock.
Yeah. But what's the average age of those?
The average age of my street, I'm not sure, but I don't know. But I'm pretty sure my neighbors are in bed by 9 o'clock because they all turn on their porch lights and shut their blinds.
Now, how do they do it? Do a lot, like a lot of businesses, like, you know, bring stuff out to, you know, to sell? And
well, last year, I don't know if they're going to do it this year. Last year, they had a lot of craft vendors that they sold craft spots that you could get a little booth down there and sell your wares, as they say. Mm. And so they had jewelry and, I mean, belt buckles and just anything you'd want. And you can go down through there and check out the craft. So I don't know if they're going to do that this year, but I think they had lots of flags of any sort for sale down there last year. So, but anyhow, it's always a good time. They have a country act, and I can look up her name by the end of the program. But I believe she's from Ohio, but she's a great country singer, and she's at noon on Saturday, and she's going to play a 45-minute show. And so we're going to definitely hit that up at noon on Saturday, go down there and get some food.
Now, do they have entertainment all day long on
Saturday?
Yes,
they do. Oh, yep. Yeah. And I think it's going to wrap up with, and you've probably heard of this group, Sneaky Pete and the Players.
Yes.
They're going to wrap up everything Saturday night. So at 8:30. No, I can't tell you.
They go on probably at 8 and we'll be done at 8:30.
Can't tell you the exact time.
Right.
They at 25 after 8, you hear over the loudspeaker, "Attention, the town is closing in 5 minutes.
The official sidewalk rollers will be passed."
Right.
Yeah. Oh, life of the small town.
I didn't know, you know, because like here, during the Popcorn Festival, a lot of businesses, you know, showcase, you know, maybe people didn't know that they were downtown. So I didn't know if it was kind of the same, you know, the same concept that.
Yeah, they could do that, but there's only about one business downtown.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did, you know, of course, like these restaurants and things, and
of course, Belly Busters, GNR. Showcasing theirs. GNR, I believe GNR is a sponsor, but of course, they'll be doing their own thing right there on the corner.
Sure.
They'll be right in the
world famous
Waldo Bologna Sandwich.
Yep, it's amazing.
And then what's across the street? Is that the Waldo Sports Bar?
That is the 10 Star.
10 Star.
The
okay.
10 Star.
Not the 5 Star.
No.
Nope. 10 Star.
The 10 Star. And I'm sure they would appreciate it if you give them 5 stars.
Okay. Oh.
You were saying amazing when you go places, how many people have heard of Waldo?
Yeah. All of the bologna. Yeah.
It's called marketing.
Crazy. Yeah.
Marketing.
Oh, man. And they are good at it for sure. They sure know how to do it upright and give a good bologna sandwich, and I guess that's what keeps people coming back. And but we'll be out in another state. And where are you from? Oh, you don't know where we're from. We're from about an hour north of Columbus, is what I always say. And they say, "No, what town are you from?" "Well, Marion County." "No, what town are you from?" "Well, we're from Waldo." "I know Waldo. That's where the bologna sandwich."
Well, I'll say this though, Nate. If you happen to find this weekend.
Yeah.
Your travels at the Waldo
Festival.
In Ohio Grow happens to have some extra hats laying around.
Oh, okay.
Would you'd like to
have an Ohio Grow hat?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All
Preferably
right.
those like the mesh.
Well, why the Ohio Grow hat?
Just, they're a business down there. And
oh, okay. I thought maybe
or Delmar, if Delmar.
Oh, Delmar has a hat. Okay, and you like the mesh?
Yeah,
hats with the holes.
But
in
I'm
the
not
back
picky.
There.
I mean, but yeah, if Delmar has one,
maybe they have a hat from Waldo Barbershop.
Okay, something. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if he has any hats though, yeah. but you never know.
Got a couple days to work on it.
He's got a couple days.
Waldo Tire has one.
Well, yeah, Waldo Tire. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. So, you know,
in your travels, I know Waldo is a huge town. I mean,
hey, you know what? That just gave me an idea. you should be on a mission to see how many different hats are available at the Waldo.
Bingo.
Summerfest.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
stop in the GNR. And
I know in previous years they've had political hats.
No, no thank you. I want their business hats.
Yeah, business hats, yeah.
Belly Busters would happen to have a hat.
Okay.
Not,
a business
they
hat.
They may not, but I don't know.
Okay, I will see how many hats are... Somebody might be selling individual hats.
Well, if they're selling, don't worry about it. But I mean, if they...
Passing them out free of charge.
Right.
I will get you a hat if they're free of charge. Yeah. I will definitely get you a hat. Or if they're $5, I'll give you... I'll get you a hat if they're $5. I can afford $5. Well,
if you're going to do that, then I want to just splurge and get one from Del Mar.
Right. Well, Pastor Craig, what'd you do this weekend? The weekend, did you get anywhere?
I did. I did have a chance to, you know. I hate the theme for several weeks to be tornadoes, you know, because I mentioned about the one we had in Mount Gilead. Well, last Wednesday, about the time we were broadcasting from the fair, they had a tornado down in Fayetteville, Ohio, and. It was real close to Fayetteville, but it actually went right through a lake community, Lorelei Lake, which is a gated community, kind of like Candlewood, but a lot bigger. And so I had the opportunity this weekend to kind of tour and see the tornado damage and everything. And that was pretty wild. And, you know, it got me to thinking, okay, so they had this tornado last week, and we had those tornadoes 4 weeks ago, and then I remember about 2 months ago they had a tornado out in Tip City, and it knocked down one entire wall of the Meyer distribution center out there. And so I'm thinking to myself, well, I wonder if this is like an extreme year for tornadoes or what. So I did a little research on the internet. You know, you can Google anything.
Oh, yeah.
And I found out a couple of interesting things. That the average number of tornadoes Ohio has in a year is 20. But we had like 58 3 years ago, and then we had like about 30 a couple years ago, and then last year was about 20. So far this year, we've only had 6.
Oh,
so like, okay. I've managed to hear on the news all 6 of them. So I guess we're not really setting a record pace, but it just seemed kind of weird because it's like all you ever hear the last, you know, few weeks is tornadoes.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyhow, that was my weekend. I just got to go down.
Did you get any place to eat while you were out and about?
I did not get to eat any place special.
Okay,
now,
but where did you eat? McDonald's?
No, actually, I enjoyed some home cooking this weekend.
Oh, great.
And that really is better than anything.
Yeah, sure is. Oh, yeah, good home cooking.
Yeah.
I had some of that on Sunday, had a good roast beef. Mashed potatoes and gravy. It's funny, every time we go over to my mom's and she has mashed potatoes and gravy, I'm the official potato masher. And so she's always like, Nate, it's time to mash the potatoes. And so I go out there and do my thing and get them all. And I haven't had too many complaints over the years because I've been doing it for years. And always add she's got a pretty good sized bowl, so I always put a whole stick of butter in there because I want it nice and creamy with a good stick of butter in there. You know, some salt, and that's about it.
I'll
you know,
you sour cream too.
Some people do some sour cream and stuff, but I keep it pretty basic, and then I'm off and running for sure. Incidentally, if you'd like to be bored with the details of the Waldo Festival, I happen to have them here. Amber's out there listening, and she happened to hear us talking about it, and she sent us the lowdown, the information.
Yes.
So here
Enlighten
we go.
Us, please.
All right. Here it is on July the 15th.
This is live,
Saturday,
folks.
This is live. Friday, July the 15th.
Friday, yeah.
4 p.m., food and craft vendors opened. So that answers my question. There is going to be craft vendors this year. So 5 p.m., the Kids Zone free inflatables open.
All right.
Yes, for all the fun. Also at 5 p.m., bingo, and it says Chuck a Luck. So I don't know what that means. So if you want to know what that means, you'll have to go down to Waldo and check it out.
Oh, that's some sort of game.
5 o'clock. Gotta be some sort of game. Yeah.
Excuse me, where's your Chuck-a-Luck?
They drew my name for Chuck-a-Luck.
Yeah.
That's right. And I'm a winner. So
I'm a winner.
And I won a Waldo.
Yeah. So I win baloney.
We all talking accents down in Waldo, in case you're wondering.
I noticed
that. That's what me and Scott talked about one day. He's like, Nate lives in Waldo. Where did he get that accent?
Yeah, where did he get that accent? Was he born in the South? No, I was born in Marion General.
Well, they asked Ward Burton and Jeff Burton, the two NASCAR drivers. They're from New Hampshire, but they have two totally different accents. And they said, how's come you guys sound totally different? And Ward said, well, I was born on the east side of the house and Jeff was born on the west side of the house. He said,
I must have been born in the southern side of Marion General Hospital.
Yeah, there you go. This guy was telling me that one day. He said, Nate has this accent. He said, he's only from Waldo, you know?
yeah, exactly. He was born right here in Marion. What's the deal?
You know, Waldo's kind of a melting pot of places, so you could have all different kinds
of
accents.
Well, I think a lot of people broke down there, you know, coming from going to Kentucky, you know, something.
Half the people that live there, they only live there because their car broke down.
Yeah, they couldn't get assistance at Waldo Tire, so he gave them a house.
Yeah.
So that's the word on the street. Okay, at 6 p.m. on Friday, down at the Waldo Festival, they're having Touch a Truck, and I believe they have all the fire trucks set up, and the kids can crawl through those and touch a truck. And then 7 p.m., the Ron Spangler Magic Show. Oh, I love a good magic show.
I love a good magic show.
Yeah, those are always
You'll definitely have to tape that, you know.
And then here's a fun one, 8 p.m., River Valley versus Pleasant Pizza Eating Contest and First Pit Kit Auction taking place 8 p.m., Friday, July 15th.
They're auctioning kids off? What? I mean,
Well, it's a kit. K-I-T.
Oh,
it was my fault for not pronouncing that correctly. Free Pit Kit.
Nate, this is radio.
Yeah, radio. You got to pronunciate.
Enunciate your words. Yes.
I've only been doing radio since about 20.
February.
Since.
I thought he came on board in March.
Well,
About March, And then the On the Stage Friday, 6 p.m., is the Acoustic Knights performing, and then 8:30 p.m. is Stadium 11. Not familiar with those bands, but if you'd like to go check them out, they would love it.
They got stuff going on all the time.
Hey, am I
going
to be doing with Chuck-a-Luck by then?
Yeah. And then
watch me some music while I'm doing with Chuck-a-Luck.
Saturday is more the same, except at 10 a.m. is the Waldo Tire Cruise-In.
Oh,
so
they got antique cars and stuff.
Yeah.
And Nate will be on the air, so he won't
I'll be on the air, so I won't be there for that. Hopefully it's still going on when I get back there about
11:30. You're going to watch that girl.
Hey.
Yeah, noon, yeah.
You have experience doing remote broadcasting.
Right.
You could do your show Saturday.
From the cruise in.
From the cruise in.
That went so well. I mean,
he could set a 57 Chevy in there.
That went so well.
You could do the touch a truck.
How about Touch a Cruise-In?
Yeah.
And the name
touch
of
a
the the name of the girl I keep talking about, the country singer, is Jess Kelly Adams.
Okay.
And she's the country act that's going to be at noon on the stage on Saturday. And then the rest of the day, 1 p.m., Kyle Fields and Chad Clark, 6 p.m., Hard Drive, and 8:30, Sneaky Pete and the Players. We'll round it out. And then there's stuff happening all day long. There's a long list, but I won't go into detail. There's just stuff going on until about 8 p.m. Like I said, 8:30, they're on, so I don't know how long their set is, but it can't be too long because Waldo goes to bed. So.
That's kind of interesting that they really have all that stuff planned. I mean, they really have a lot of stuff planned.
Yeah,
I mean, my hat's off to them.
Yeah, so it's going to be an organized thing. So,
Do you think you'll spend the day there Saturday or the evening there Saturday? Or you probably
not. I'll probably go down there and catch the 45-minute show, grab me a bite to eat, and then
You're off on your excursion.
I don't know if we'll go on another excursion or exactly what we'll do on Saturday, but...
There's always Sneaky Pete and the players.
There is indeed, and I think they've performed around here in Marion several times.
Now, really, do you want to see them or Goodwills?
The Goodwills? Oh, the Goodwills. I got you. Yeah.
I mean, there's
I love a good Goodwill or a yard sale. Yeah. You know, it's funny. It's kind of getting near the end of the season for yard sales and garage sales, it must be, because I've been seeing less and less of those around. Yeah, but well, the weather's been not too bad.
Big one for Labor Day, I think, a lot of people.
Yeah, the weather hasn't been too bad. Pastor Craig, you going to have any garage sale?
No, nothing. No garage sale, but I am going to be busy Saturday night.
Are you?
Yeah, so I won't be able to be in Waldo Saturday night.
Oh, okay. All right.
Saturday night is... Now, this is hard for me to say, but I will say it. Saturday night, we're having a high school class reunion.
Oh.
Now, that wasn't hard to say. What's hard to say is...
Yes. Is what number it is.
What number it is. It's our 45th. Class reunion.
45th.
And where's this going to take place at?
At, I don't know. No.
Wherever.
Somebody's house? Yeah.
Wherever is GPS.
Right, yeah.
It's at a barbecue place. I think it's JP's Barbecue out at Bolton Field in west of Columbus.
Oh, okay.
Bolton Airport.
All right.
Bolton Field and JP's Barbecue.
Okay.
But, you know. Yeah,
you know, so I'm only 37.
I know.
Pastor Craig.
I might be your dad.
You might be.
So anyhow, now...
Number 45.
It doesn't really bother me, seriously. You know, my age doesn't bother me.
Right.
But it doesn't bother me, but at times it is hard to imagine that, you know, 45 years since I've been in high school?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just that's hard to believe.
Well, for me, I mean, I can't believe it's been 32 for me.
Wow. Boy, you guys are racking them up.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Nate goes, I'm only 37.
Yeah.
But still, you know, I've been out of high school, you know, not nearly as long as what you guys have. And I've not kept up with practicing, like, say, basic math. I sat down the other day and... you know, I can't even hardly do basic math anymore. You know, it's terrible.
You gotta get your cell phone out.
I gotta get my cell phone out. Just, I can do the basic pluses and minuses, but past that, good grief.
And what's sad about it is that stuff hasn't changed over the years.
Yeah, it hasn't changed. It stayed the same.
Five is five, and ten is ten, and you know, so it doesn't change.
Right. Exactly. It's like, oh my goodness, what's the matter with me?
Yeah. Is there anybody, though, you're looking forward to seeing when you go to this reunion?
Not really, because, to be quite honest, when I graduated, I did not keep up with anybody from high school. My class was 542 people were in my graduating class. And I had some friends. I had a few friends. But my friends, they all went off to different colleges, including myself, went to different college. And so I never really kept up with anybody. Now, I did go to my 10th reunion, and that was the first time I'd seen any of those people. And it was kind of fun. And then I've just gotten busy and haven't been to any of the other reunions. So it's not any one person I'm looking forward to seeing, but it's just kind of in general, you know, because I haven't, most of these people I haven't seen in 35 or 45 years, so.
You'll see how much everybody's changed.
Yep.
Were the snobs still snobs?
Well, you know what's funny is, I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but at my 10th reunion, the one thing I noticed was that the guys that were like total jerks in high school at our 10th reunion, they were still total jerks. They hadn't changed any at all.
Yeah.
This will be interesting to see if they still are after all this time.
Yeah.
What kind of life have you led,
That's
my friend?
Right. Yeah. Well, it's interesting to see what they're doing now. You know, I mean, when you actually sit down and talk with them, because in high school they always had these big aspirations that they were going to be, and then you talk to them and they're like, they haven't accomplished nearly of what they said they were going to.
You know, what was funny is at my 10th reunion, I was married. I'd been married for, been married for 3 years, mm-hmm. and we hadn't had our first kid yet. And there was one gal there. She had four kids, and her oldest one was like 11. Oh, and I'm going, wait a minute, this is our 10th reunion,
yeah.
and you got an 11-year-old kid. Where was I in high school? Did I miss something?
Interesting. Yeah. It's always interesting when you get together with people that you haven't haven't seen for a while. Sure is. Yeah. Yep. Well, you're listening to Live at 5, the show with no name. I'm Nate Redmond. He's Terry Tackett. He's Pastor Craig, and we're having fun being here on this Wednesday afternoon, 5:38 the time on your favorite radio station, 107.1 FM, WWGA's on this July the 13th. Is there anything this summer that you guys want to do that you haven't got done yet, that you would like to go to or get done, or maybe trips you'd like to take, right. or just, not long trips.
I just want to take a small vacation somewhere.
Yeah. Anybody just here in Ohio?
Yeah, I think just stay close to them.
Well, if you make it up to Toledo, uh-huh. there is some great hotels in downtown Toledo.
Really?
Yeah, and they have a great view of the
is it the Maumee
River?
Yeah,
and you can, and the coolest thing is you can see the barges that go up there, gigantic things. I mean, these gigantic barges.
Except when they barge in.
These gigantic barges, and there's this one hotel, and you'll have to, if you Google it, you'll find it.
Well,
they have a restaurant in the basement.
Well, it was weird because a couple years ago I went up there for my birthday. I went to the casino.
Oh yeah, right. Hollywood Casino.
And as I was leaving the casino, I went wherever this place was. I seen those barges.
Okay. Yeah.
And I didn't realize until I walked up on it how big those things are.
Aren't they monstrous?
My goodness.
They are crazy.
Wow. And of course I seen them again too. We went up to Tony Paco's and I seen.
Yeah.
You could see the beautiful view of the river. Man, those things are huge.
And if you get up there, you got to try a restaurant that's in the Toledo area called Bubba's 33.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It is a great place to eat.
Okay.
They have, and I can't even tell you all the menu options, but they have a ton of menu options.
Mm-hmm.
But they have this burger, and on the menu, it didn't even say it was a double, but it is. It's a bacon cheeseburger, and they bring it out, and it's double, but they have their special sauce on this thing that just makes the burger taste great. I mean, okay. It is really good.
Uh-huh.
But they have one of the best side salads I've ever had. And I don't know exactly what they're putting into this thing. But some places you get lettuce, and then that's just about it. Lettuce and some onion, and then they call it a day. But this thing had all sorts of things in it, and I'm not sure exactly what all, but this salad was wonderful. Of course, I like blue cheese, but they have a whole bunch of different salad toppings. But Bubba's 33, a kind of a unique name. It sits right next to a Texas Roadhouse.
Okay.
And but it's really good food up there in the Toledo area. We checked to see if there was one in the Columbus area, but there's not.
Is it part of a chain?
It is. There's some more around, but there's in Michigan and like Kentucky, and there may be one in a distant Ohio town.
When I stayed up there for my birthday, I stayed actually in Oregon, Ohio.
Yes.
Yeah.
And right in front of my hotel was a Ralphie's.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. So did you get to go?
I went to the casino, and I did pretty well, but I left early because I said I'm going to go back and watch football and just get some wings, and so got some wings. I go back there, and the next morning as I was leaving, I noticed there was a Sonic,
okay,
right there too. So I stopped at that Sonic, and totally different than this Sonic.
Really?
Yeah.
Just the different.
And that Sonic up there actually had an eat-in dining room. Now, I don't know. Really? Does this one have that? No.
No.
It looked like. I kind of peeked around because I just went through the drive-thru, but I kind of peeked around. It looked like they had maybe 6 or 8 tables in there. And
wow.
So.
Never heard of
but
it.
But the Ralphie's was really nice up there. And I guess they said that the home headquarters for Ralph is in Maumee, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
Well, that makes yep, sense that it yeah, would be there.
Yep, so.
There you go. Wow. So nice, you have to go yeah, up there and then
but it was funny. I go to the casino, and of course I walk over. I'm looking for the penny machines. That's all I'm playing is the penny machines. And I look over to the security guard, and I said, is that guy okay? And he's, or this lady okay? And he's like, I'll be right back. Passed out on the machine. So the security guard's going over, of course, to tell her she has to leave. Well, her daughter comes running over there and says, no. So we've been driving all day. She's, you know, and he's like, well, go to your room, check in, and then come back. Didn't want to do that. So, of course, he said, I got to kick you out, you know, because... So she was.
She got tired.
Yeah,
but she was just tired. In other words, supposedly.
She was literally face down, out.
This was at the casino.
This was at the casino.
So yeah, she can tell her grandkids that she got thrown out of a casino for sleeping.
But now the funny part was, her daughter said, "Of course they'd been driving. I can't remember where they said they came from, but." As she was passed, I looked over, and right in front of her, still in her hand, as she's passed out, of course, a beer bottle.
Yeah.
Now, was she tired from traveling, or was she intoxicated? So, I never did stick around to ask the security guard, but I was curious about that. Because the daughter says it was from traveling.
Uh-huh.
So, right.
Which, of course, she's going to say, you know, she's going to yeah, say that. But yeah, this lady looked to be probably 70.
Okay.
Ish, uh-huh, you know, and she was, I mean, I don't know, like I said, I was there for probably a good hour and 15 minutes, and I don't know that she raised her head the whole time.
Bless her heart, at 73, she was tired and thirsty.
Definitely. You
know. It was a weary ride.
So,
it was a long
so
ride.
I got, you know, so, like I say, I got there, and they said, the other security guard said, yeah, we just kind of let her go, but this one was kind of persistent, and he just went over and, hey. And she, like I said, before he can even, the daughter comes running over and...
let that be a lesson for you next time, Terry, when you're traveling along on the road.
Go check it.
Well, I had a plan ahead of time. I said, you know, because I was talking to him and I knew this casino obviously wasn't in the greatest of places. And so he said, well, it probably wouldn't be a good idea to be here after X amount. So I said, I'm just going to see if I hit anything great. If not, you know, but I gave myself a time limit.
So are you a frequent casino?
Yeah, not frequent, but I like to go.
Okay, so how many casinos do we even have in Ohio?
I know there's Cincinnati, Cleveland, Toledo, Columbus, and am I missing Dayton, maybe?
Well, there's two in Columbus.
Yeah,
two in Columbus. Because there's that one on the west side, and then there's one at Scioto Downs.
Scioto Downs is what they call a Racino.
Yeah, Racino, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's, of course, Hollywood. And that's what they have in Toledo, a Hollywood.
So have you been to all the Ohio ones?
No, gosh, no. I've been to Toledo, Columbus. I think that's about it.
Are you going anytime soon to one?
No, I just went to one Saturday and didn't do very well. So it'll be a long time.
Next time you're planning on going?
Yeah.
You can just leave your money with me.
That's right.
And I'll save you the trip.
Sure. I would get more interest doing that then. I went Saturday, and I'm down there, and I looked at my cell phone, and I said, oh, it's probably 7 o'clock. 9:45. I said, oh, my God. I said, I got to go home. I've been here since I left work.
You know, I've never been to a casino.
Really?
But I've always been curious because I've heard that some of them have fantastic buffets.
They do. They do.
Who has one of the best ones?
The Scioto Down one is tremendous, but it's not open. But for $13, it's great.
Oh, wait a minute. They have a tremendous buffet, but it's not open.
I've had it before, but during this whole COVID period, they closed it and haven't reopened it yet.
So
okay.
Okay, so the buffet is $13.
Mm-hmm.
How much is it to walk in the door at the casino? I mean, just to get in the door.
Oh, nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So you could get it, walk in the door.
Not gamble.
And just pay for the buffet.
I think if you do that, it's a little, it might be $16.
Okay.
You know.
So, because, you know, this will come as a huge shock, but I never go to casinos.
And right.
I
don't plan to,
but, you know, I would be interested in trying the buffet.
It's very
if
good.
They really got a good
well,
buffet.
Well, what's nice is they have different stations from different parts of the, like, of the world, you know. I mean, depending upon what you like. You
yeah.
know? I mean,
oh, okay.
So they have those Fire Brick Pizzas, I think they're called. You know, they make them right there. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's...
Stone-fired pizzas,
yeah. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've always been curious about the buffets.
They have mashed potatoes and gravy. The potatoes are actually made by Nate. He
he mashes them. I mash those and then send them on down.
But they have hand-carved stations where they have, like, roast beef, turkey,
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Wow. Oh, sounds great.
Very good. Yeah.
I've heard really good things about the buffets.
Yeah, I went upstairs actually to the horse racings where I...
Oh, you went to the horse racing?
Yeah. I bought my program for like $3, and then I put $2 on each race. I think that I got there for like 8 races, so...
Okay.
Yeah. I walked out there with $22, so I think I won like $6 or $7, you know, or whatever. But I had a good time.
Yeah.
And, you know, and...
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't do anything on the slot, so I said, well, I'm going to go upstairs and check out the horses.
Check out the horses up there. Okay. Yeah. So. Yeah. There's some decent hotels to stay in Columbus. Did you you've ever been to any of those?
No, not in Columbus, I don't know. I didn't stay. I stayed in the one in Upper Sandusky. I stayed in that one.
Yeah, that one has a pool there.
Yeah.
That was the one where the pool was closed
right. I get all the way up there. I'm so excited. I'm going to get in this pool. Closed. What?
Oh, yeah, closed.
Yeah.
You know, I just came through Upper Sandusky on my way back from Toledo.
Okay.
Saturday, and I think that one, it's the one near Bob Evans, right?
Yeah, Bob Evans right
there. I think they changed names again.
Really?
Yes. Right. I think it's changed
names. Well, my buddy lives in Findlay.
It's always changing names.
My buddy wants me to come up to Findlay. He lives in Findlay, so.
It's the No Pool Motel.
Yep. Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Findlay's a nice little town.
Yeah, he wants me to come up there. So
Findlay's a good little town. And when you're up there, check out the Findlay Brewing Company.
Okay,
good food,
all right.
Really
all right.
good food, and obviously craft beers. The food. We went for the food.
Used to go up there all the time and to the mall up there. They had a great mall.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of businesses have moved out. That's happened with malls across America.
So then one of the locals there said, also, you got to go to Bowling Green. Said they got a good mall. So we went to Bowling Green, and they had a decent mall. But a
lot of businesses still?
Same thing. They were starting to slowly.
Yeah, slowly. The thing that, of course, I've always been crazy about radio, but the cool thing about the Findlay Mall, were you ever up there when the radio station was right there in the front?
No.
They had a radio station in the front, Mix 96.7 or something like that, and it was right there in the front. You could peer in the glass, so here I am looking in the glass, you know, and my wife's like, come on, get away, you're going to look like a freak. I'm peering in at the studio, you know. But that turned into a bridal shop. So there you go.
Yeah,
get your wedding
dresses
there.
I know where you're talking
about.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of a big change.
Big change from radio to wedding.
Right. Because a couple of times on Michelle, that's where we went up there. She loved that Arby's up there. There was a little Arby's.
They have Arby's closer. You don't have to go to Finley.
Right. She liked the one there, though. So we'd go out on just little rides and go up there and...
Yeah, Findlay's a good little... I like Findlay. Findlay's a good little town. We always, for some reason, we always tend to head north for whatever reason. I don't know. But the reason we were in Toledo is we got, and you might have seen this on Facebook, I don't know, we got our photo shoot. My cousin took our photos. And
were they in Toledo?
my cousin?
Yeah,
she lives in Toledo.
Really?
She does. She lives in Toledo. Heather Eller's Photography.
All right.
And she...
Shameless plug.
Shameless plug, absolutely.
That's okay. I gave one for, Waldo Barbershop.
Yes.
But, no, she does a great job, and...
I gave one for Sciota Downs.
She does not have a big, fancy camera or anything like that. She's just does it with an iPhone.
Okay.
But what she does is she takes it home, takes the photos home, and she runs them through all sorts of photo editors and systems and, like, brings the sunlight out and does all sorts of things. And then She had them to us the same day.
Wow.
And so she...
Can she Photoshop me and make me like 150 pounds lighter?
I mean, she probably could. She probably
That'd
could.
That'd be awesome, yep. man.
Like, so she could Photoshop me and I'd look like I was at my 20th high school
reunion? Yeah, you could be like Tom Cruise in the new, new Top Gun movie.
Oh, yeah. I'll get to that in a second. But anyways... she did a great job, and we had a fun time getting our photos. We went to a park.
Okay.
And Swan Creek Park, I think, is what it's called there in Toledo. And so we walked – we actually ended up walking about 2 miles on this trail. Well, we took photos along the way. So there was like a little swing. You know, you could get your pictures with a little swing in the background. Okay. They had a swinging bridge, which was kind of cool.
Okay.
So we went out on the swinging bridge and got our photo taken. They had an old stump. Tree that had fallen down with an old stump, and we got our pictures taken with that, and that turned out to be a really cool rustic looking picture, you know. Okay. And so we got several different shots. If you go to a regular
Now, how much did she charge you for all these?
Okay, for all these photos, she charges $75.
Oh.
Yep, and so that included the copyright.
Okay.
And so
that was the family discount, right?
That is not the family discount. That is what she charged.
You just gave her a plug on the radio.
If you that is not the family discount. If you go to her, you know. Now if she comes to you, I'm sure there's a gas charge.
Right. Yeah. You're crazy not to.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a gas charge, but we went to her, so you know that was.
But that's not bad because I mean, she looked like she took a lot of them.
Yeah, she took a fair amount of pictures and. So it had been a while since we had a professional photo shoot. The last time we had one was at JCPenney's, and they took our picture.
1987,
yeah.
Actually, it was just in 2020, right before the pandemic.
Okay, all right.
But the thing of it was, is we both had mauve on, and for some reason they decided to go with a wood background, and we just disappeared in the photo. There was nothing; you couldn't see anything except our faces.
Right. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Which it was fine because I mean it made me look thinner. All you can see is my face.
No extra charge for
no,
that.
No extra charge. No.
Right.
So. But that Top Gun movie, Terry and Pastor Craig, that is a good movie.
Okay.
Oh, man. Tom Cruise really does a good job in that movie. And my brother and I saw it the...
they still got the original music and everything?
Yeah, they got the music in there, and it will not disappoint.
Okay.
So when it comes out on DVD or streaming...
Yeah.
gotta check that out. It's really good. I mean, airplanes are real. The G forces are real. Everything.
Well, did they have the guy Goose or whatever? Was he in this one?
Let's see.
Or Maverick or what was?
Top Gun Maverick was.
Oh, what's the name of the movie?
Was the name of the movie, and that was Tom Cruise's code sign.
Okay,
Maverick was.
Okay, all right.
Maverick was, and then let's see. One fella, of course, the one fella had passed away one in the previous movie, and they had his son in this movie.
All
but
right.
I won't ruin it for
okay.
you. But anyways, good movie.
Okay.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Top Gun Maverick.
Well, see, we give bellies for food. What are we giving this one?
Oh, one Oscars. Out of five. It's a five. It's
five,
a six.
Okay.
It's a seven.
No, I mean,
no,
what's the rating system
Oscars.
Instead of bellies?
What oh, it's, a rot- it's on rot- certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what they say. That's what they say. It's certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes,
okay.
And I think they give it a five.
All
so
right.
It's good. Yeah.
So watch your Top Gun, then.
Watch your Top Gun. Got to get to got to get the Top Gun when it comes out. If you're a red boxer for the DVDs, if you're a red boxer, if you're a streamer, whatever you are, you will not be disappointed. With that movie, it keeps your attention from start to finish. It's 2 hours and 5 minutes, I think.
Okay.
2 hours and 5 minutes long, so it will definitely keep your attention.
Awesome.
There's one thing I want to say, guys. If you don't care, in the last 4 minutes, I want to give another shameless plug.
I don't care.
July the 15th, this Friday night, the Gary Lyons Trio with special guest the James Rainey Trio will be in concert at the Fight Memorial Baptist Church, 47 David Street here in Marion. For more information, 740-692-1141. That's Gary Lyons' phone number. If you enjoy Southern Gospel, gospel music, you'll enjoy that concert. So that's Friday night. So I wanted to get that in there, one of our PSAs, and you're welcome to send those in to 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302.
So I can go watch the trio and then go play Chuck-a-Luck.
That's right. Yeah. All
right. Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, I have there's a list of confirmed vendors that's going to be there, too.
Hey,
I won't go through all of them, but some of them, there's like, I'll just tell you, there's a candle company that's going to be there.
Okay.
There is a, looks like a wedding boutique that will be there. Somebody that sells rustic designs. Let's go through down here, because some of these I don't have any idea what they would be. Oh, sell the kitchenware. Somebody's going to be there selling the kitchenware. Right. You had asked me this last week if the leather folks were at the fair. We didn't see any leather folks, but there's going to be a leather company down there.
All right.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. Right before Chuck-a-Luck.
That's right. Come down.
Get some leather.
There's an art company, a woodworking company, and this one has my attention. It says it's biscuits. So I don't know if it's, if it's...
Grandma's biscuits?
Yeah, I don't know if they're selling biscuits there, ready to go or not.
Maybe they just sell different kind of mixes.
Yeah.
You make them yourself.
Yeah. Right. That's what I'm wondering.
Or what's those little wooden pieces called? Aren't they called biscuits? Or... There's like little wooden. They're like little round.
You lost me.
Yeah. Like little round pieces.
Oh, okay.
They're called biscuits.
Oh, okay.
There's something to do with like a dowel rod, I think.
Oh, okay. You know, in previous years, they have sold dowel rods, so that could very well be.
They've sold dowel rods?
They have sold dowel rods in Waldo. At the Fireman's Festival. Yeah,
I mean,
previous years.
How many people need a dowel rod?
I don't know, but they were selling them, and the kids were buying them.
Okay.
Wow. They make great walking sticks.
They make great walking sticks. Uh-huh. But anyhow, yep, Waldo Summer Festival this Friday, Saturday, so it'll be a lot of fun. So We have exceeded almost our time limit right here on WWGH, and so it's been good talking to you guys.
Thank you.
We've covered our bases.
Yes,
I believe.
I don't think there's anything else to say besides, what's your email, Terry?
TerryTackett48@gmail.com.
Pastor Craig, how do we get a hold of you?
You can go to my website, studyhiswordradio.org, and contact me there, or you can just email me, studyhiswordministries@yahoo.com.
Hey, that was a long Yahoo. I like that.
Since we were over our time limit, I had to go long.
There you go. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com is how you get a hold of me. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com, or visit RadioNate.us if you prefer. Until next time, 5:15 to 6 o'clock on Wednesday afternoons, we are live at 5.
The show with no name.